All right, boys and girls. Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Now, I can't quite remember very well what we're going to do this morning, so I will need my notes in front of me. Okay? So, I can read here. We are continuing our series in the Musselburgh Baptist Church Kids Family. So we're looking at all the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters. So I wonder if your memory is better than mine. Can you remember any of the characters that we've done so far? Go on then, Ethan. Mr. Uppity. So that was last week. Great. Hannah.
Mr. Grumpy.
Go on then, Ethan. Mr. Lazy. That's right. Caleb.
Mr. Greedy.
Go on then. Little Miss Bossy. We've not quite done that one yet. That's a good guess, though. Go on then. Little Miss Busy, that's right. I think you've got all of them there. Well done. Your memory's better than mine. Well, today's character would have a lot of trouble thinking of all those names. Today's character wakes up every morning after a full night of dreaming, but he can never remember the dream that he's dreamt. Well, he gets out of his bed. Here he is here on our screen. He gets out of his bed every morning and he goes to brush his teeth. But you know, he can't remember where his bathroom is. And very often he accidentally walks into the wardrobe instead. Can you imagine that? Well, when he finds his way out of the wardrobe, he goes downstairs to make himself some breakfast and he pops some bread in the toaster. But very often, he forgets to take the bread out of the toaster and it burns. And you know, today's character has burnt toast for breakfast every day. Every day. Can anyone think who we might be looking at this morning? Go on then, Zara.
Mr. Forgetful,
that's right. Mr. Forgetful. Now, to forget is the opposite of remembering. So if you're forgetful, it means that often you don't remember things. And we're going to do something this morning. We're going to test just how forgetful you are. We've got a little memory test. So when we get the next slide up, we have a bunch of things on the screen. Okay? So there's lots of different things, and I want you to look at them very carefully. And I want you to take note of what's there. So I'm telling you everything that's there. I'm not keeping it a secret. You can see everything that's there. Okay. And now we're going to go on to the next slide. And I wonder, who thinks they could name all the things that were on that slide? Who's confident? Hannah, you think you could name all of the things on the slide? You can name Peppa. You got Peppa? Great. Well, let's try and do it together. So we've got Peppa. I'll take her off my little cheat sheet. We've got Peppa. Who thinks they can remember some other things? Go on, hands up. Go on then, Ethan.
A iota, a carrot, a bird.
Good. Let's go to someone else. Robbie.
A bag.
Yeah. 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 Good going. Go on then, Nathaniel.
An apple.
Yep.
An apple.
An apple, that's right. Go on then, Noah.
Yep,
Peppa Pig was there, and that was Hannah's favourite one too. We got that one. Go on then, Ethan.
A fork.
A fork, that's right.
A camera.
Yep.
A dog.
Yep.
A yep.
Let's move on to someone else then. Hannah, you go.
A teddy.
A
car.
Yep, we got that. Your brother got that. Go on then, Zara.
Fish.
Yep, we got that. Let's see, does any adults know what we're missing? We've got a carrot, Peppa Pig, a dog, a car, a bird, a fish, a bag, Mr. Forgetful, a phone, an apple, a fork, a football, a teddy and a camera. We're missing four things.
Pencil.
A pencil. A guitar. Two things left. Say that again. Who said that? Nope. A good thought. Gloves, not a hat. We had gloves though. One more thing. Oh, I'm very disappointed in you, Musselburgh Baptist Church. We got the fish. A book. It was a book. That's them all. But none of us managed to remember them all, did we? And in fact, it took a whole room and we only just about got there. Good. Right. We find it hard to remember things, don't we? We find it very difficult to remember things sometimes. And very often we're like Mr. Forgetful. Hands up if you have ever forgotten your homework. Yeah, we sometimes do that, don't we? Hands up if you've ever forgotten your gym kit for school. I used to do that a lot. My mum used to have to bring it down to school. Hands up if you have ever forgotten, and this is maybe pushing it to say forgotten to tidy your room when mum or dad said tidy your room. I do that when my wife says tidy my room. Hands up if you've ever, like Mr. Forgetful, forgotten to brush your teeth. Yeah, that was me when I was your age. We are forgetful, aren't we? And sometimes we forget very, very important things. Sometimes we forget things like how God wants us to live. Sometimes we forget that God wants us to live in a particular way. And even though the Bible tells us how, and even though we hear about it every week, we sometimes forget. Sometimes we forget what God has done for us, and we forget what Jesus has done for us. And even though the Bible tells us all about what Jesus has done, and even though we hear every Sunday what Jesus has done for us and how amazing it is, sometimes we forget, don't we? We are forgetful. But do you know, there were forgetful people in the Bible too. Can you believe that? There were forgetful people in the Bible. And there's a letter in the Bible written by a man called Paul to a church in a city called Corinth. And Paul was the teacher of this church, and he had taught them all about what God had done for them and all about how God wanted them to live, but he knew they were forgetful like we are. So he wrote them a letter, and up on the screen we can see what he writes in chapter 15 of his letter to the church in the city of Corinth. And he says to them, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you." And then up down in verses 3 and 4 he says, "The gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." Paul said to them, "I want to remind you," because he knew that they were prone to forget things. He knew they were in danger of forgetting something. They were in danger of forgetting the gospel. And so he wanted to remind them. The gospel means good news. And it was good news that he preached to them. Now, they knew the gospel because Paul had preached it to them. Just like you saw all the things on the screen, so you knew what was there, but then when the screen went away, you forgot. And they were in danger of forgetting the gospel too. The gospel is the good news that Jesus died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And now he reigns as king. And so we have to live for our King. Now, this is something that you've heard many times before in church, most of you. We hear it nearly every week, but this is something that even the big people here in the church are in danger of forgetting. We tend to forget even the gospel. And this is the reason that we need to not be lazy or grumpy or greedy or busy or worrying or uppity, because of the gospel, that Jesus died and Jesus was buried. And Jesus rose again, and he reigns as king. So we have to always listen, as well as you're doing today, to the children's talks. We have to always listen well when the Bible's being read. We have to ask our mums and dads to read the Bible to us every day. If you can read, you can read the Bible for yourself every day. And we have to be reminded every day of this gospel, the good news that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, and now he reigns as the king. You've listened very well. Shall we pray together? Okay. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning that we have a gospel, good news to be reminded of. We thank you that you give us opportunities every day to be reminded from your book, the Bible, of this good news that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again, and now he reigns as king. so we can live for him. We ask that you would help us to do so. Help us to live lives that are pleasing to you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.